WSHY 363, mobile and monitoring. WSEU 202, good morning to all.
This is WRWB 49 and will be set aside.
Morning time, WSHF 567.
Morning, Elder Sam.
YRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Was that you in there, Mike? You sounded like you're on a different radio.
Yeah, I'm on a different radio, for sure.
Okay, you were a little weaker in that time. Yep, you got a little white noise on you, a little hiss, so you're a little weaker and you dropped out the time before a little bit towards the end, but yeah, so you are remote, I take it.
Any undisclosed location, right?
Yep, you're a little weak. Probably move a few inches, you'll be better, I'm guessing, or worse, one of the two, but you can usually find a spot, you know, it's a little stronger maybe.
Yeah, let me try and see what happens.
Alright. WSBT 754. WSBT 754. Go ahead. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Sam. It's a Monday.
Morning.
Morning, Sam. I hear you in there. Good morning.
Morning, Paul. WSHF 567.
Everybody out here bright and early this morning.
The start of another week.
Yeah, man, it's a 4-day week this week.
Oh, yeah, you got that, the good week.
Yeah, I like these every other 3-day weekends. Works out pretty well.
Okay, guys, about that. I moved a little bit.
Oh, no, you're fine there.
Okay. Yeah, morning, Charlie.
Come on, Mike. What you got going on over there? Changing radios or something?
Changing location.
Yeah, so, okay, I thought it was just a weekend, but obviously your work schedule is longer than just a weekend, right? Your temporary new hours.
Well, after today, it'll be back to normal procedure.
Roger that. Sam?
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm still on the video chat with the caveman. You guys go ahead.
Charlie?
I'll pick it up. I ain't got nothing better to do. Just driving down the highway. Well, you got a weird schedule going on this week, Mike? Or had this for the weekend?
It's a temporary gig. But, after today, it'll be back to normal procedure tomorrow morning.
Ah, very good. Very good. Well, this week, they should have my road finished, so everything will be back to normal in my neighborhood, finally.
Oh, yeah, when construction is going on, it's no fun.
It's worked out all right. I haven't had a problem with parking. I was able to park in front of the house most days. My wife had to park down the street, off a side street, but come tomorrow, they're supposed to lay down what they call the leveling course of the asphalt, and driveways will be open, so she'll be able to park in the driveway, and Friday we're both off, and that's when they're supposed to put the final layer down and open everything up and be done with it. Month and a half, not too bad.
Well, you'll appreciate it that they're wrapping it up. It'll all be like brand new. You know, it's a little bit of a headache, but if it was that bad and it gets redone, you'll appreciate it that much more. Mike?
Yeah, as long as I do a hurry-up job and it comes up next year, you'll be fine.
Well, the only funny thing is, when they built that neighborhood, and I don't know when, I want to say mid-60s, late-60s, I don't know. They poured concrete without any rebar, no reinforcement, no mesh, no nothing, right over top of clay. And how it lasted as long as it did, I'll never know, but it was really starting to get tore up. So they finally redid it, and the thing is, they only did half the street. My street's like, I don't know, I want to say 2 blocks long, and they only did 1 block of it. So the other half, the south end of the street, they didn't get theirs done probably till next year. So they know what's coming and what is going to do to their parking. Us, we'll be all set.
Well, you just never know. What they nail them, Mike, you knew about. Let me make sure I got it. You remember, Mike, when I think you were talking about it, when they were doing one of the freeways, 696, I think, and then they found out they weren't pouring it thick enough and had to rip it all up and do it again. These guys will try to get away with murder if they can.
Well, that was Hall Road when Giancarlo was putting more sand in the cement. And they busted him for it. But did he ever go after him? No. I mean, John Engler, I think, let him off the hook.
Yeah, but even after that, I thought there was a problem with 696. They weren't pouring it thick enough or the right kind of concrete or something. I don't remember the details, but they had to rip it all up and do it again. So that was more recent.
75. Yeah, in between, I want to say, was it Square Lake all the way down to, like, Big Beaver or Maple, somewhere in there. That was 75, yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, something must have happened to him, because I haven't seen a Giancarlo truck around in, geez, several years now.
Giancarlo, he's been gone since, I think Hall Road was like the last project. And that was back in the, what, the 90s? After he finished that project, you know, he vacated and went down south.
Well, I moved back here in 2000, and I want to say probably 10 years ago, I used to see him a lot. They had like a batch plant going on over here, I think off of 26 mile or 23 mile. They had a little batch machine there, but I haven't seen them guys around in a while. Maybe they changed their names to Dan or something.
I don't know. You'd have to look and see. They were pretty big for a while if we're talking about Giancarlo. And you're right. I basically don't even see them around. Not that I'm looking, but I mean, you never had to look before and you've seen them all the time.
And they're a separate entity. A mutual friend of ours, that Paul and I know, they get a plant, you know, right there inside the yard.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen one of them guys in a long time. Well, I know they got a lot of gravel down in my street. They put down like three layers of aggregate and rolled it and rolled it and rolled it, and then they put down more and rolled it. And they had three batches of it down, so hopefully it'll all stay together. They're going with asphalt over top of that, so at least it'll be easier to maintain.
Yeah, the roads are just a living mess, you know.
Tell you what, you know, a lot of our dirt roads in Macomb County are, some of them, man, they're, or majority of them, they're a lot more smooth than the regular paved roads.
Yeah, the way they got my road right now, man, it is, it's smoother than it was when it was concrete. Yeah, anyway, we're looking forward to having it done and back to normal.
They were doing my street a few years back, and just pieces of it, right, sections of it. It's right up to where the concrete's holding a bunch of water because it sank in. And then they skip this part and go over by the other side of the chute of the driveway and redo where the sewer's at. Like, I went out there and it said, you're not replacing this piece? Holding water at the time, the mayor worries about mosquitoes and standing water. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. If you try to figure it out, you'll never be able to figure it out. People make no sense.
Well, I was talking to one of the guys that was doing ours, and he said that our storm sewers, the storm drains, there's one right in front of my house, and it had a crossover to the across the street to my neighbor, and all they were just two wells. They were just like a big tank in the ground, and that was it. They weren't tied into anything after that, so the water just went into those and ended up draining into the ground. Well, it's all clay right there, and I'm like, you're kidding, man. There's nothing. So they ended up putting piping in between all the drain storm sewers and tying it into the main line right at the end of my street on 6th Street. So hopefully we'll have better draining. I mean, we never had flooding, but I don't know how with, you know, a lot of the heavy rains that we've had, but it seemed kind of silly just to have wells, you know, and expect it to drain right into clay. That's crazy. WSBT 754.
WSHM 738. Mike?
WRWB 49. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, my neighborhood's a little bit weird. You know, we got some streets that have, you know, city sewer, city water, and then there's some streets that just have city water and septic, and then there's areas with well and septic.
good septic in some of your neighborhood?
Some of my, I myself have a septic tank in my neighborhood, yeah. Yeah, that's the way they built that neighborhood. Why, I don't know, but that's the way it is.
Are they ever going to tie it into the city sewer?
Well, I hope they don't. You know, my water bill is way cheaper. It only costs me, what, $130-something every 4 years.
Oh, that's giving it away.
Like a nice full moon there to the left.
Yeah, right now it's, you know, clear skies up here.
I think it's supposed to be kind of warm today and possible rain tomorrow. I don't know.
We can use the rain. I mean, my grass is looking like straw in some spots.
Yeah, on Facebook there was a satellite picture of the Great Lakes area. And yeah, a lot of southeast Michigan, northern Ohio, Indiana, it's all brown. It's been real dry.
Give me a minute, guys.
I see my Detroit Lions are back in number one in the division. That's good. Another good win for them yesterday.
Yeah, they won, but the Tigers, well, they didn't win. Yeah, them Lions. Well, then again, they were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and, you know, they're not that good of a team.
Yeah, that's true, but hey, a win's a win. We'll take it. What's the series stand now on the line, or the Tigers?
Well, we lost last night, but we won the night before in Seattle. So, it's the best 3 out of 5 in this series, so we got to step it up.
Ready at that 1-1?
1-1.
Hockey, doesn't that start this month as well?
Did you say hockey?
Yeah, hockey. Doesn't that start this month?
I think it's around this time of year.
I do believe so.
All right then, I'm rolling in, so it's time to go in and make the coffee. I'm a little early, but that's all right. I will catch you guys in the morning. WSBT 754. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, I'll see you. Charlie, have a good morning. WSBT 738.
All right, we'll catch you later, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Hey, fellas. WRNW 329.
Good morning.
Morning out there, Ken.
Where are you at this morning, Tim?
I'm sitting in the parking lot, drinking my tea. About to go inside here. I got a few minutes left yet. I'm at Jefferson and Connors right now.
Well, you must have got an early start. All right. Well, enjoy your tea. I just picked me up a coffee for the road.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got a little early start. Went to bed a little early, so got up and left early. I got a few minutes on hand. I can think about what I'm getting ready to do, I guess. Work.
You were coming in copy that time, Paul. I can barely make out what you were saying.
That area, I guess. The crazy driver's already this morning, you know, tailgating, yeah. Can't go nowhere. I got a car in front of me. It's just people, you know, same story.
It happens all the time, you know. It never ends, especially when you're down in that part of the metro area. Or wherever you're at, you know, in the metro area. It's like, man, these people, they just don't know how to drive anymore.
Well, I don't think it pertains to a certain area. I just think it's people in general, Mike.
Yeah, it's also true. It could be right. You know, when I was younger, you know, people weren't so aggressive and they weren't so idiotic on the roads, but man, you know, now that I'm 40 years old, it's like, holy crap, you know. I tell you, no one knows how to drive anymore. They just obey, you know, street signs.
Well, I think people are more impatient today than years ago. I mean, it happened then. I think it's worse now.
Yeah, that could be. Anyway, go on there, Ken.
Yeah, yeah. Just listening.
Trying to drink his tea.
Scanning some videos. Yeah, sipping on the tea. Well, morning this morning, 64 degrees. Unbelievable.
Probably won't be that in days to come. It'll be a lot colder coming up real soon.
We've been lucky so far. But I got my clothes ready for the change. And just for the occasion, I guess.
A long time ago in that area that you're in, I used to work for a place. Fax machines were pretty new in the late 80s. And there was a warehouse that the guy used to own. He had another place in Grosse Pointe. But he had a warehouse off of Froud, and that's not too far from where you're at. And it was right in front of the BTE plant with the big towers, which is no longer there. You remember that place? The Six Sisters or whatever they call them?
I definitely remember those places.
That was late 80s. I used to work there and used to repair fax machines. And they were the newest thing out for consumers and small businesses and bigger businesses. And, I mean, it's just time stamps, you know, evolution, right? Fax machines. No one knew they needed them, but once they had them, they couldn't do without them. Remember, like it was yesterday.
Sure, I don't think they even, I guess they do still use the fax machines. Everything's electronic in the airways now.
Yeah, there, I don't think is prevalent. Well, think about it, 87, 97, 2007, 2017. That's almost 40 years ago. It's crazy. Mike?
Everything now is email or e-fax.
Yeah, the traditional phone line's going away. I mean, you know, that's how those things work. You dial up a number that was hooked to a fax machine, they'd handshake and transmit the documents, but I don't think that prevalent today.
not like it was back then, anyways. Good morning. I hear you in there. Good morning. You're a little noisy in the Detroit machine, but I recognize the voice, and good morning. Mike?
Yeah, good morning out there. Well, what was the four fax machines, teletype?
I didn't hear your question, but I know it was referencing teletype.
What I was saying is, what was before the fax machine? That would have been what, the teletype?
Oh, I suppose.
We still have a printer that functions as a fax machine.
Oh, must be an HP inkjet. Yeah, well, they all kind of made them, I guess. HP was the biggest one back then. You know, these printers were great, but the problem is, if you didn't print a lot, you know, the cartridges would dry out. So, and the price of those cartridges were a little outrageous. You know, so, crazy stuff. Tim?
Copy that. Too many people
need a printer. So it's like costly. Have a good day, guys. I gotta step out of here and go hit this clock. So it's running out. Guys, have a good day. WRNW 329 clear.
Hey, your radio's a little crackly. At least I think it's your radio. I'm only hearing it on you, I think. So, all right. Good morning, Tim. See ya. Mike?
Almost kind of like a microphone.
23.9.
380
said, have a great day.
Anyway. Back over to whoever else has out there.
You guys doubled a little bit. I think the other station in Hazel Park was clearing. I keep forgetting his name. I don't talk to him enough. But all right, good morning. We'll see you. Mike, what'd you say now?
Saying that Tim's microphone was sounding a little broken up, like a short.
Right, something going on there. Well, the weather is certainly clear this morning, if you catch my drift.
I'm looking at the sky right now, you know, it doesn't look too bad, you know, where I'm at.
Well, that's not exactly what I was referring to, but good enough.
No, trust me, I'm not stupid. Yeah, but hey, we'll take it.
All right, well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm getting close, and I got a call to make. So, Mike, I'll talk to you later. Have a good morning, and look forward to you getting back on your normal schedule there. We'll see. I'll be listening out. WSHM 738.
We'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be chatting back. Sam, you still in there?
WSGT 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
What's going on? You got WRWB 49 here.
Oh, good morning, WRWB. Wow, have you taken a look out your window and see that big, bright, round moon up there in the sky? It's gorgeous.
the full moon today.
It sure is. I just like how it goes in between the clouds, too. It tells me it's October. You have a great day, too, sweetheart.
Every Peter always, you can always hear us coming in this time of morning with the tropospheric ducting going on.
Yeah, I copy that. I've noticed that myself. It's going to be another stinker of a day today. Sunny, bright, high 80s.
We can enjoy it while we can. You know, it's pretty soon. It's not going to be sticking around too much longer.
Copy that. These days are numbered. I don't remember in October where we had upper 80s weather like this.
Me either. If we did, it's been a very long time, I'll tell you that.
I remember back in the day when I was trick-or-treating that far back, every Halloween it was either cold rain or sleet snow. Every year.
Yeah, I remember the one Halloween. I want to say the Halloween of 93 or 92. Somewhere in there, we actually had snow on the ground.
I do remember that. I don't remember what year it was exactly. But I remember, like, I think it was 2001 or 2000. Halloween was warm. My neighbor was, he put out his tiki bar and was giving drinks to the adults.
Funny.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good time, too. It was a warm Halloween night, and we had a lot of fun.
The neighborhood I live in, not too many people trick-or-treat. Well, the houses are really spread far apart, too, so that could be a reason why. But, yeah, not too many people, you know, in my neighborhood that pass out candy, and not a lot of people show up, so.
I live in a condo subdivision in Shelby Township, and I've been there 18 years. And I call it Little Europe because every nationality is in that subdivision and nobody trick-or-treats. For the first 3 years I lived there, I had candy at the door of my house decorated. Not one came to my door.
WSCH 380. How about that mobile out there?
USGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile.
One more time, please. My old ears didn't get your call.
WSGG 772.
Copy that. Thank you. WSDH380. I believe you're already in my database. I'll be on the site.
Thank you, sir. I'm kind of new at this. Been doing it for about the last 4 or 5 months, maybe. So I'm lucky to see that I'm getting noticed out there.
Copy that. Yes, sir. Keep up the good work. You're doing a fine job. WSTH 380, monitoring.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the mobile. WRWB, still there?
Yeah. personal, Mike. Yeah, I'm still here. Just listening to that other gentleman out there. I think he's 2TH is Hazel Park or something.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed, I've been on this. Mondays are pretty quiet on the GMRS.
I had a group earlier this morning that, that was here. We were all talking. And, of course, a lot of them had to go to work.
I got a little bit of a late start, but I just now reached my destination. So you have a fine day. Everyone have a fine day. Enjoy the sun and the heat. This is WSGG 772. We're down and clear.
All right, sir, we'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, what do you know? It's still running.
Hey, Sherman.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSGG 257. I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WRGX 218, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing this morning? I haven't heard you out there at all.
We're doing pretty good. I gotta go to a doctor's appointment at 9:45 minutes from now, so I gotta get rolling. But yearly Medicare checkup. You know how that goes, Roger.
Yes, I do. Yeah, you're right about that. They check you out from bottom all the way to the top. Anyhow, you doing good? That's all I was concerned about. I haven't heard you out there.
Yeah, we're doing good. I've been on and on and off. It's very, very quiet, though, recently here, though, Roger.
Yeah, it's very quiet when I left out of that. Because, the other banks are really open, but that's why. But, I have monitored all the time anyhow.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I heard a little bit of activity, up north and around Clinton at them guys, but it's been real quiet down this way. Haven't heard nothing all weekend, really, there. But I'm going to do some grass mowing, too, this afternoon. It's going to need it once or twice more, and that'll be it for this year.
I guess so. Yeah, that's what it is, anyhow. Well, you take care, and you do you do a good, go out there and do a good job on that grass, now you don't have to worry about it. We'll talk later. WIUG.8.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. All right. I'll be out in the mobile a little while later. I'll give you a holler. Take a wave at you and see how it's doing. All right. Talk at you later. WRZX 218, and we are clear.
WRZX 49. WRWD.
Listening here, Dave, WRU 850.
Hey, come on, Sean, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure Detroit was still working. I can't reach it from where I'm at, so. But I can hear the diesel, so I know it is.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, it's still working. I'm on it right now, so. I can't recall. I don't think it went out this morning. I think it was still running. I don't know, but no, it's still running, man. It's still doing its thing.
Okay, yeah, I told you the plan, and I think he might have got to it. I know he's really busy over the weekend with the football games and everything, but he might have wrote that script, so that may be why. First morning I woke up and it was still running. I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you and me both. I got up and first thing I did is I smacked the mic to see if it was on. Because usually it ain't. And it was still on. I was like, all right, cool. And then, even though I didn't hear nobody out here, once in a while I hit the mic to see if it was still lit. Yeah, it's been lit all morning up until now. Before, it'd be off after a while. Then, you know, how that all works. How you feeling?
Better, but I'm still feeling it, that's for sure. So, all right, well, I talked to my partner down there, and he says he's got a replacement repeater for it, so we just got to, you know, round to it and do that if it's still a problem, but this is just never going to be more than a temporary solution. But, yeah, still battling this thing. It's still kind of in my chest. I feel okay, but definitely know I'm still lingering a little bit. After yours, I'm going to get back to work. I'm going to got to do that to get out of here in a couple hours.
All right, man. Yeah, just take it easy. Things like that, it takes a little time. I know that. For a fact, you know, you're going to feel it for a couple more days, but eventually it gets better and better. That's how usually how it works. Thanks for straightening out the Detroit repeater, and we'll talk to you later sometime there. You have yourself a good day. And like I said, you know, good talking to you. You just have yourself a good day and go easy, man. And we'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WRNW329, moderate.
WSGG 772 Shelby Township Mobile monitoring.
This is WRWB 49 calling WSGG 754. Copy.
Good afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754.
What's going on?
Yeah, just got out of work, trying to get to the big road and get the heck out of town.
Same here, just got out.
Out there in Chesterfield still?
Yeah, so.
Ah, okay. Man, you had a long day then, huh?
Long week, tell me about it. That's all right, it's going to pay off at the end anyway.
This was your last day of that different schedule?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, it's my last day here of that different schedule. Thank God. But it'll pay off.
Do you get overtime?
I get off. I always get overtime.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know what the line of work you were in, if you got that or not.
I work about, like 50 hours a week, something like that, roughly.
That's about 10 more than I want. I don't even want my 40 anymore. I'd be happy with 30.
I don't mind it, so I've been doing it for 20 years.
Is it 5:30 in the morning already?
5:30 in the morning already? No, no. It's a little bit past that, dude.
Oh, I was just on the side of the road sleeping. I heard you guys' voices. I thought it was 5:30 in the morning. God, I hope not. I haven't slept yet.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I'm used to saying good morning from WSHM 738 back at you.
What are you doing out here at this time of the day?
What do you think, I'm some kind of bum?
Never hear you out here in the afternoon.
That's right, sir.
Good. Hey, Mike.
This is in the morning, you know, it's, what do they call that? Let's see, how do I put this, bacon frying with a chance of QRM.
Well, okay, I'm going to answer Charlie's question because he wants to know. He asked the question. I'll just supply the answer. So nothing was on terrestrial radio. Nothing was on satellite radio, so I figured I'd tune in here and see what kind of music was playing.
That'd be a good place to check, man, especially about 5:30.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, good afternoon, Charlie. Good afternoon, Mike. I was just on my way to go get some coffee.
After that, I'm just coming home from work, and I'm all finished up with that alternate schedule.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Well, I got a full coffee right now, and I'm heading towards Marysville. Call it a day. Every day, same time, same bat channel.
Yeah, but this week, only 3 more days if I have it right.
Yes, yes, you do. It's my short week.
Mike?
Pretty soon I'll be coming up to 94 here, and I can tell you, you know, how it looks.
All right, well, I heard you guys in here. I figured I'd say hello. I'm going to get out of here, and you're right. I'm usually just a morning guy out here, so I had to run up and get some coffee, so I figured I'd say hey because I heard you guys. All right, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And we'll talk to y'all maybe tomorrow morning from WSHM 738.
Well, good, I'm Paul. Catch you in the AM.
Before you go, Josh said if you make it too prevalent in the afternoons, you might make some people's heads explode or spin. We'll catch you later.
All right, I hear you. WSHM 738.
You say you were just getting up to 94 there, Mike?
Yeah, it looks pretty clear going both ways, but then again, I'm not down towards 23 yet.
Okay. Yeah, I just made Shook Road. I think you get off at 237. Well, I'm in the left lane. If you happen to see a green pickup truck, better duck. Got my rock ready.
Yeah, but you know, I get off at the 236. Sometimes 237, depending if I'm, you know, going to hang out with Gene.
Okay, well, I'm going past that right now.
Coming up to the old chicken coop.
Man, it's a bit warm out here today. It got hot in the shop today. Hopefully it cools off.
They said it's supposed to, WRWB 49. We're supposed to get some rain tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, right now it's showing 86 in my car.
Well, my thermometer is telling me 89. Anything over 85, it don't matter.
I'm used to it, you know, considering this thing don't have AC anymore. It just has 4 windows and a sunroof.
you got the old 280, huh? Two windows down and 80 mile an hour?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I gotta have my AC, man. I couldn't deal with it up here without it, that's for sure. WSBT 754, going by Gibraltar.
I thought it was the Schrader valve, and no, it's further deep into the system. I think it's the either the condenser or the evaporator. You know, coils.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of that stuff is cheap. Hell, nothing's cheap anymore.
I think it's one of those two things. Is the evaporator coil or it's the condenser? You know, I don't think it would be the accumulator.
You show any signs of leaks or anything like that around all the connections?
You know what, I should have bought the stuff with the Dianus, but I looked, because I did change out the Schrader valve, thinking it was this bad, and the seals and the cap, and I didn't see no leakage around them, so it leads me to believe it's somewhere else.
Well, maybe if you're lucky it was the condenser. It's the evaporator. You gotta tear it all apart to get to that, I'm sure.
You're gonna have two over three. There's gonna be a car stalled in the left shoulder. So you're gonna have a little bit of a slowdown.
Yeah, we're getting close. I can pick you up on the input pretty good. I'm going by 241 exit right now.
No, I'm just coming up to the
241.
I don't even
see you. Are you in a gray van?
No, not a gray van. It's a gray SUV.
Two antennas on?
Me.
I think I was looking at you. You're in the middle lane, I think.
Correct, that's me.
Well, I hope so, because I threw a rock at it. I missed, but threw it as hard as I could. Damn, what's this fool doing? You know, pull out in the middle of nobody out here.
Idiot. Yeah, I just seen a sheriff go by, so he's probably going to stop and slow down traffic, so be prepared.
Well, he's far enough behind me. That's good.
We're good all the way to like 26 mile, but past that I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it comes to a slowdown right after 23. Comes down to two lanes, slows everybody down. Once I get past 26, it's clear sailing. And it's like anything, I get used to it.
Because you get those idiots, they don't know if they
want to
get over in that off ramp or get back in the right lane.
Yeah, they'll get in this backup and then they'll jump the left lane and then run about 10 below, and so they ain't got to mess with their brakes, and then it just jams everybody up, swapping lanes, trying to get through. They cause more problems than they think they're helping.
Exactly. I know, I travel that every day.
And you get used to the same people, man. You get out here and it's like, oh, it's that guy again. You know, it's that fool again, you know. They do it every day. Refuse to get out of this lane, even though they're running neck and neck with the right lane, but they're not going to get out of this lane. No way.
Now it's all starting to come to a slowdown here.
just coming up to the 236.
Seems like 3:30 is the bad time, man, between now and 5. About every 15 minutes you get a big batch of traffic jump out here.
Well, when I used to work at out towards Southfield, man, that was crazy. And then having to come back this way, oh, forget it.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm glad I live where I live, man. Like, right after 26, it'll open right up, be no problem. But to live down here in the city, that ain't happening, man. It's too busy, too jam-packed all the time.
My parents and my sister live up north. They moved out of the city.
Yeah, I'm sure they avoid coming down here at all costs.
Not particularly, but they do when they have to, you know, when they come visit.
26 mile an hour is wide open. Very good. Well, I'll probably be getting scratchy here any minute, Mike. I will catch you in the morning, man. You be careful.
Still coming here in the machine pretty good. I can still hear you.
Well, I'm going under 26, so we'll see what happens on the other side. That's when I started hearing a lot of crackling after on my way, anyway.
Well, anyway, I'll be glad to be home.
Yeah, you and me both, man. It's been crazy down in my shop here the last few weeks, man. Problems here, problems there, machines breaking down. I had one break down, old machine, trying to find a motor and gearbox for it, not having much luck, and kind of really need that machine up and running. I like it. It runs good. For an old machine, it runs like a top. But the girl I got on it, she's been running the snot out of it. The old gearbox just let go, and can only get the motor in the gearbox together, so hopefully they can locate one here pretty soon.
Hopefully, you know.
Yeah, this machine that she's working on, I think it's like 1940s, 1950s, old machine. But it runs good, man. It holds size. Runs like a top until the motor and gearbox let go.
It's pretty interesting how we still have stuff that still dates back to World War II and still in service.
Well, a lot of computers and sensors and everything else, you know, you don't have that to go bad. It's all mechanical, keep it lubricated, and she runs like a top. But she's been banging the hell out of these parts, man. This thing hasn't stopped at all for over a month and a half, and the truck just let go, so it was bound to happen. It'd been making some noise. I was hoping it finished the job, but nah, she still got about 300 parts to go.
Yeah, roger that. That's like some of the stuff I have at home, you know. It's like from the 1930s, and it still works.
I couldn't even guess, man, how many parts total, you know, through the life of this machine, how many parts it's made, because the parts that she's running on it, I've ran them before over the last 14 years, and we get them like 1,000 at a time. That's just that one job, you know, and I've run that thing pretty much nonstop since I've been there, nonstop, so I can't imagine how many total parts over the life of that machine, how many it's made. It's got to be in the millions.
What?
Alright, I'm getting up here in the rest area, so it's really getting noisy. I don't know how I'm making it, but it's still noisy on the way back, Mike.
It's a little noisy, but it's still understandable. I mean, I can still decipher what you're saying for the most part. But, yeah, there is a little bit more bacon frying in there as you move along and go north more.
That's a pretty good long haul for GMRS frequencies out of Mount Clemens, man. That's not bad at all.
Well, the repeater's up pretty high, so, I mean, it seems to work out okay. You know, I could sometimes hit Detroit from Wetzel State Park on a HT when I'm lucky.
Yeah, Mount Clemens was coming into my place, I think, Saturday afternoon.
In the morning. This is WRWB 489 and we'll be clear.
WSGM 639 for radio fix.
Definitely working for you.
Thank you very much, sir. WSGM 639, I'll be clear.
Have a great day,
God
bless.
God bless.
WSJQ 929, listening mobile.
WSKP956 monitoring mobile.
WSGM 9 8 4 1 8
SDA, on the station.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency.
WRZN 493, mobile and monitoring. Barely caught that, but good evening, 493.
I think I'm just a little ways out of the repeater, 94.
Yeah, that sounds better. You're coming in a little bit soft the first time. The first half, a little far away, but I didn't catch the second.
WSIL 946. Can you hear me there, Eli? 793. Dave, you out there? WSAL 946. No copy, 793. WSAL 946. I'm listening.
WSAI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WIUG 48, clear. Very good, how about you? I just was outside, and that morning was so bright, unbelievable. I was going to take a picture and send it to you, but I didn't.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's for sure. Going to be out there all night. Yeah, I'm just out this morning, I guess, going on. But this was FM 296 was a lot of conditions from out west coming through. Some good stuff in East Bay has also come through, so that means it's going good, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 meters this morning was all good. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, he was talking to Kuwait this morning on 10 meters.
Hopefully he'll hold in there for a while. And weather moving in here, so I think we're going to get knocked down on this signal up your area there. But he'll get back to where it was. I think we'll get a good signal up your way. Go ahead.
All right, Dan, you're right about that. They're going to get back. Wait till those leaves go down. They'll get back some more, too.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, do a little bit more UHF, get rid of all that foliage, I guess. So, anyway, Jack, good to talk to you. Have a great evening there. Have a good week coming up. And probably propagation won't be that great in a couple days, but I'll be listening. I'll give you a call maybe later in the week. So,
you, Dan. Good to hear you out there and good talking to you. I'm glad you were here a little bit earlier. Anyhow, take care. Have a good evening. We'll talk tomorrow. WIUG 28.